Welcome to the first episode of What Police. This will be a cycling podcast where I, Cycling Graphs, and
Nice Chaka, at me,
will discuss watts per kilo performances.
Today, in our first episode, we will analyze two training performances from Remco Evenepoel and Ilan Van Wilder from Quickstep in their training camp and the UAE training camp. Pogacar and Ayuso both set new KOMs in training and yeah, did some quite interesting numbers.
In the Twitter, Amate Pierali published the Pogacar's effort, and after that, Cycling Weekly, which is probably a respectable cycling portal news, said that Pogacar's effort was monstrous. And Nychka, can you please tell what Pogacar did on the Col de Ratas extended climb?
So basically, Pogacar and Ayuso rode the Col de Rat, not the normal Col de Rat, which is like a 13 to 14 minute segment, but the extended climb with like a bit of Starato gravel section at the end. And it gets quite steep at the end. And they set a new KOM, or Pogacar set the KOM at 24 minute 50, and Ayuso was 14 seconds slower with 25.04 minutes. No one ever really contested the KOM before, so they were like 2 or 3 minutes faster than the third rider. But still, the performance was not really monstrous, as they would say. Well, yeah, it was rather an easy training effort.
So yeah, if you look at the graph, so we can see that Pogacar and Ayuso is below the not great, not terrible trend line. So they are like in the under 50% zone. So yeah, their effort wasn't 100% monstrous. It was pretty shit. Like, okay, it was good, but it wasn't anything special, and they didn't probably go full gas. I hope it would be pretty bad for full gas performance. And if you look at the graph where we can see the every of the best Tadej Pogacar's performances, then we can see that basically the trend line of Tadej Pogacar is about 0.6 watts per kilo higher than his full Col de Ratas performance in training. So yeah, they are so far of their best, but it's training, it's January, and Pogacar is probably peaking for his most important race in 2022 for UAE Tour. Probably for the Arab Sheikhs, it's more important than Tour de France. I hope Nychka agrees with me.
Yeah, I mean, probably. It's in the Emirates, so yeah. By the way, the watts per kilogram I calculated with the J Martin formula, and I assumed that they both rode it as a solo effort, which, I mean, the times on the Col de Rate short segment were quite similar, so it's also possible that they just rode it together, which would mean that their respective watts per kilogram on the full extended climb would be 5.67 and 5.61, which would be even lower than what they already had in the other graph before. So yeah, we can say it's definitely not a full out effort. Even if it's January, that's for sure not their full out effort. And if they rode together, I find it quite surprising that Ayuso got dropped at this. Yeah. Quite slow tempo.
So on the Col de Ratas famous segment, which is 30 minutes long, the KOM is owned by, you know, ex-rider Jakob Hinsgol, and Pogacar and Ayuso was like 50 and 52 seconds behind him. Of course, they did the full climb, but yeah, it shows that they probably weren't going a full effort. Full gas effort. And if I remember correctly, then Jonas Vingegaard, before he joined Jumbo-Visma, did on that climb 13 minutes and 2 seconds, and his power meter said that he did it 6.7 watts per kilo if we assume he was at that point 60 kilograms.
Yeah, so Pogacar and Ayuso actually didn't even get into the top 10 of the Col de Rat KOM section on Strava. They were, 50 seconds slower. Even like Remy Cavagna and I think some amateurs that aren't even pro riders also rode seconds.
They are Portuguese
faster.
Amateurs?
No, not Portuguese amateurs. so they definitely didn't go for full out, even if it's just January training. I assume it was just an easy training ride. And they probably rode it together, which would mean they did 5.67 and 5.61. Not comparable to the Remco Evenepoel effort that we'll look at after this, which he said it wasn't a full out effort. And yeah, the numbers prove it was quite a bit more impressive than the Pogacar effort that was actually talked about more in the media, but probably because he's a two times Tour de France winner.
And probably because Amato Pirelli tweeted that. I don't remember exactly what he said, but yeah, he said that Pogacar set the KOM of that famous climb, and probably people thought, it's impressive because Col de Rat is pretty well-known climb, and if you set a KOM, it must be good. But in this case, it was pretty shit effort. And by people, it was so overrated. Probably your tweet, if I remember correctly, got 100 likes, and Amato Pirelli got at least 300 likes. So
His tweet went quite viral. He got 500, over 500 likes and 40 retweets. And he said that, new record time on famous Col de Rat. And he said something about serious. So probably people assumed it was a serious record. But in the end, it wasn't that special. It probably was just an easy training ride. I don't think they went full at all.
So basically, if in Twitter you say something crazy, for example, Mihai, he almost every time says more watts per kilo than Nyczka, and because of that he will get more likes, because people like when people tweet that someone did more watts per kilo than they actually did. So or maybe there's a second option that Mihai is always right and Nyczka is always wrong. His calculations. So there's also this chance, of course. But so this is our first pod, and we are doing without webcams, and I will send my webcam that I don't need to Nyczka to Germany. So I hope Latvian post will be pretty fast as US postal team in Tour de France. And I hope Latvian mailman's hematocrit also will be pretty high, so they are pretty fast. But if we are serious, then our second topic of this first episode will be about Remco Evenepoel and the Koenig Quickstep Wolfpack, and what you can say about their training rights and the full gas efforts, Nyczka.
So I saw this when Remco Evenepoel posted his Strava ride a few days ago. He even had it in the Strava title. I think there was a full out effort. They did the effort on the Tarabend climb, which is a 6.7 kilometer climb at around 5.64%. It also includes the downhill. So I'm not sure why they chose this climb for a power test. Seems a bit strange to me, but they used it in previous years as well. So I guess it just is a tradition with the team. I think they rode with Evenepoel, Van Wilder, Bagioli and Honoré. Bagioli didn't do a fast time, so I doubt he went full out on the climb. But Van Wilder, Honoré and Remco went quite fast. Remco set the new KOM on the segment with 14 minutes 50 seconds, and he actually at the start he hadn't hidden his Strava power, so yeah, he did 430 watts for that segment. The question just is how much he weighs at the moment. We'll talk about that later. Van Wilder was exactly 10 seconds slower at 15 minutes, 404 watts, which, yeah, he changed teams to Quickstep, and he looks quite lean in the new season. So I'm interested to see what he can do in the mountains next year. I mean, he wasn't that great in 2020 in 2021 in the mountains. So, yeah, possibly going to be a big step for him.
So you basically say that Remco forgot to hide his power, and after some time he hide his power.
Yeah, but I found on Twitter I found some screenshots of his power data, so that's how I know that he did 430 for that segment.
And if we talk about Remco, then it's interesting to look at his junior data, because he uploaded his ride until European Championships, I remember. But after some time, so after that he quit Strava, and then I remember like in June or July he again started to post his rides, and yeah. He posted every ride, every ride. He also posted the power data, but probably like people started to talk about how impressive what he did in, for example, in how the fuck you say that Belgian farmer race name?
Driving Curse and so Bristol Cycling Classic.
Yes. I don't remember like. It's impossible for me to say that name, but yeah, he did like crazy watts in there. Of course, there's speculation about how heavy is Remco. So what's your opinion? How heavy is Remco in your opinion right now when he did
that? Yeah, I think right now, like with what's correlation calculation, I could find out that Remco, like if we assume that both power data of Van Wilder and Remco are correct, then that would mean that Remco should be 3 kilogram heavier than Van Wilder. And I heard some rumors that Van Wilder is 61 kilogram, which would mean that Remco would be 64 kilogram at the moment, which would be my guess as well, because that matches 6.72 watts per kilogram for 14 minutes 50 for Remco, and that is actually basically the same as Tamen Adamsman, who wrote the same segment in, I believe it was 2020, when he wrote the segments 2 seconds slower than Remco Evenepoel and also did 6.71 watts per kilogram. So that would fit, I guess. Yeah, so that would be my assumption as to how heavy he is now.
Yeah, I also probably would guess 64 kilos for Remco. If you look in pro cycling stats, then his listed weight there is 61 kilogram. Do you remember how much Remco, how big was his input in Strava? It was 61 or 62?
Yeah, he's 62. And okay, yeah, he 62.
But probably that weight was in Giro. So yeah, I think after Giro he was like more heavier. Yeah, like it was possible to see his changes, yeah, in weight. Yeah, he was probably after Giro 63, 64. Probably this is off season. And yeah, in my opinion, Remco like shouldn't be super skinny. It's better for him if he stays as 64, 63 kilograms.
Yeah, I think 63 kilograms should be where he's aiming at. Yeah, seems like he's on a good way. If he's actually 64 kilogram now, and that would mean that he's probably going to be in good shape when the races start. I think he's going to start his season at Valenciana or Algarve. I don't know which of the two starts first.
He will start in Volta a la Comunicat Valenciana. So yeah, it's the stage race in the Valenciana region. And the fun fact is that I will be traveling to there, so I will probably also see the race. And yeah, if I have a chance, I will ask Remco how heavy he is.
Yeah, that's actually also the region where both Pogacar and Remco were training. So possibly Pogacar is also riding the Volta Comunitat Valenciana. He did so in 2020, I believe, when he beat Valverde on a punchy finish. And I think one GC as well. So that would be interesting to see if we could get a Remco versus Pogacar battle. There's also like a new climb they found, which is like 5 kilometers, 10%, and gravel section. So yeah, that would be quite an epic battle.
Right now on PCS, UAE Emirates are listed that they send Marc Soler and Juan Ayuso. I don't know, man. Like, I would guess that Pogacar will start his season in UAE Tour, but maybe he will start in this race. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably going to be UAE Tour. At least we'll see Remco against Valverde then, I guess.
Yes, there are also another great climbers. For example, David de la Cruz, who wants to top three Grand Tour. So yeah, let's see if David de la Cruz can top three Giro this season.
So, I mean, yeah. To be fair, Giro podium. I mean, last year Caruso podium. Who would have thought that before the race? And Caruso, de la Cruz, I think he was actually quite decent on some of the mountain stages in the Vuelta last year, especially on Gamonitairu. Yeah, he finished sixth there, and he actually has a decent DT, so maybe he can top 10.
Well, yeah, he probably can top 10, because like in his last two Grand Tours, he finished seventh, and those were Volta España. But yeah, in Volta, probably it's easier to get in top 10, especially in last year. Okay, already. Yeah, he lost 18 minutes to Roglic, man. 18 minutes he lost. Holy fuck. So yeah, let's see how he can... Can he podium Giro? Because, well, David Gaudu and Thibaut Pinot won't be riding that race, so there's less competition for him. And what else? What we can talk about?
Yeah, I think it's also going to be interesting what his role is going to actually be in the Giro, because I heard that Almeida will be going for sure, then I heard Formula saying he will be leader. No.
David de la Cruz right now is riding for Astana.
Oh, man. Jesus
and
Christ.
Also, the important thing to mention, if we talk about Astana, is that right now in Kazakhstan, there are basically war. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And that might influence the team that's like really dependent on the country of Kazakhstan.
Yeah, that is definitely a situation to watch if Astana will continue after those protests in Kazakhstan. But yeah, we'll see in the future, I guess.
Okay, let's end our first pod. Please comment if you like this, what you think. And yeah, in our second episode, we'll probably have webcams. And yeah, I will be in Spain, I hope. So yeah, I hope I won't test positive. Also, cyclists don't want to test positive. So yeah, we have something similar. And yeah, thank you for listening to the first episode of What Police.